You're with SBS Radio.
Inilabas ang mga malalaking reforma sa pribadong health insurance kasama ang bagong sistema ng klasifikasyon na naghihiwalay sa insurance sa apat na magkakaibang baitang. Ang mga premium ay tataas sa average sa 3.25% ngayong taon na mas mataas sa inflasyon at higit pa sa paglago ng sahod. Narito ang ulat ni Greg Diet at Garrett Burnham na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Bawat taon, kung tumataas ang halaga ng pribadong health insurance, ang mga taong nagbabayad ng mga premium ay nagtatanong kung nararapat pa nga bang kumuha nito. Sinabi ni Liz Brooke, pinili niya at kanyang asawa na manatiling mayroong pribadong health insurance.
About 7 years ago, my husband had a major back surgery, and so then it was, you know, worthwhile. So I guess it's always the take out insurance for the what if things that happen. But on a monthly basis, we probably don't really access it much. A little bit of chiro here and there, the odd annual dental appointment. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that I like having it. I'd hate not to have it, but it also, it's a huge expense. And the fact that every year it seems to be that it keeps going up, just wonder when's it going to stop.
Sa ilalim ng mga pagbabago, ang bawat bagong polisang health insurance ay mabibilang sa isa sa apat na produktong baitang. Ang gold ay mag-aalok ng lahat na 38 kategorya ng mga serbisyo ng ospital. Cover naman ng silver ang 26 na kategorya, habang sakop ng bronze ang 18 at maliit lamang ang cover ng busy kung meron man. Ang bagong sistema ng klasifikasyon ay disenyo para mas madali sa mga tao na eksaktong makita kung anong sakop ang nais nila at para hanapin ang tamang polisa. Sinabi ni Michelle Living, punong tagapangasiwa ng Roy Morgan Research, ang mga pagbabago ay lumabas sa panahon na umuunting mga Australiano ang kumukuha ng pribadong health insurance.
Roy Morgan's been monitoring how people feel about health insurance and whether they're taking it out for a while. And what we're seeing is fewer people taking out private health insurance. They're seeing it as less relevant, less important to them. And there's been an increasing number over the last 4 or 5 years saying that private health insurance is just too complicated to understand. So about 44% of people with health insurance say it's just too complicated.
Sa ilalim ng mga reforma, wala nang kalagdagang pagsama sa mga sumusunod na natural therapy, aromatherapy, western herbalism, kinesiology, pilates, shiatsu, tai chi at yoga. Umaasa ang pampederal na pamahalaan sa pag-alis sa pagsama ng mga ito, di gaanong tataas ang premium sa hinaharap. Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng Private Healthcare Australia, Dr. Rachel David, ang pribadong cover ay may nangangahulugang value for money kumpara sa ibang uri ng insurance.
86 cents in every dollar of premium income gets paid out as benefits. That's higher than general insurance, which is 62 cents, and any other form of insurance is much lower than that again.
Sinabi ni Michelle Levin ng Roy Morgan Research, ang mga pagbabago ay mas magiging madali para sa mga tao na makapili ng mas mabuting insurance base sa tamang impormasyon.
The fact that you have almost half the population taking health insurance says that there's still a feeling that they want to be comfortable, they want to feel assured that they can get into hospital, they can get their doctor. There are reasons people want to take their health into their own hands. And I think what we'll see is that this government initiative, even though people at the moment aren't aware, I think that we'll see over time, as their decision-making point comes, when people decide to roll over their health fund, not do it, or change, that's the time that it will become important for them and they'll see benefit.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.